All right, there we go. Now we're live and recording. Welcome to Black Hat 2017. It's Security Guy Radio and SecurityGuyTV.com with a return visitor. It's Ritzak Mantin from Imperva.com. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
Now, what is Imperva?
Great to be here again.
Thank you very much. What does Imperva do?
Imperva focusing in protecting data system and applications from a variety of cyber threats like data stealing, web application attacks, ransomware, and many other threats.
Now, I think you published a paper here at Black Hat, didn't you?
Yes.
About phishing. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
So we take the opportunity today to publish a new paper, a new research that was coming from our ADC, our research team. Should I tell about this this paper?
Oh, absolutely, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So the idea of the research, many people are familiar with the phishing threats. When you get an email that is coming from someone that you don't know, but he tries to pretend that you know him, and he tries to convince you to follow a link and to download something, or maybe to visit some site, and then suddenly you see yourself in Gmail or in the Facebook or in your bank account, and then at that point you are asked to put your username and password, and from that point on, once you do that, you are trapped in a phishing trap.
And that's been around for a while, that mm-hmm. attack style, that
yes.
attack vector. Mm-hmm. Is there some piece of your research that's new about that attack?
Yes, so there are huge amount of research about what happens until the point where you put your credentials in, and we were tend to see what happens after you put your credentials.
Who gets them, where they go, mm-hmm. where they're harvested, who's paying for them, that kind of information?
Exactly. We want to see, once you put your credentials, when do attackers come? Do they come immediately? Do they always come to your account? And once they get into your account, what are they doing there?
And an interesting fact that I learned is that those credentials are sold multiple times over on the black market.
Yes,
oh,
exactly.
Oh, that's interesting. Multiple times.
Multiple times.
Huh. Yes, it is. There is a great market for this. You should you pay a couple of cents and you get credentials. You pay a couple of dollars, you get dozens or hundreds of credentials.
The industry has this problem solved. It's been around for a very
right.
long time now. What is your technology doing to help guard against this?
So our technology, we have our WAF, our application security products, are tracking phishing attempts, and they alert on them. And one of the outcomes of the research, which I'll tell you in a couple of seconds, is that if you are figuring out in time that credentials were stolen, then it is not necessarily too late to act. You have a couple of hours, sometimes 24 hours or even more than that, to take action and to change your password and to lock your account before the attackers come in.
So there's some threat intelligence then built in, alerting to let you know that these credentials have been stolen. Something about it, put in controls in place, mm-hmm. monitor. That's
yes,
excellent.
That's exactly.
So if we're selling it multiple times, how many uses can they get out of it? Because if I lock everything down and go to LifeLock and say, turn that off, don't let somebody get in there again, how can they get to use my identity again? They wait? Is there a period of wait time before they resell it and reuse it?
So in the research, what we did, we built a bait network. We put a net, a bait net, of we generated a lot of accounts to sites that we know that are very, very popular victims for identity theft, for phishing. And then we took the credentials, the usernames and passwords of these accounts, and we leaked them to phishing campaigns. So the attacker is expecting to see innocent victims coming in, but we got in and we gave our credentials, and within the accounts, we installed a lot of baits. We wanted to track what the attackers are doing inside the accounts. And then we've seen them. Every time they open a document, we saw that. Every time they pressed a link, we saw that.
Oh, cool.
Every time they tried to take the... In some of our baits, we put one password, for example, of one site, and we put hints that this we also have another account in another site. I don't want to say the names of the sites. But
think about it. How many times do you use the same username and password for multiple accounts, Gmail, your bank?
I actually don't. And I have a
yes,
giant list of 100
a lot of
passwords,
do.
But it's a pain.
But
I know. You have to. Yeah. Well, you know what I do? I create an what's the word? you know, I use letters and I spell words.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, M&M, Megan and Max, my kids, right? I use things like that. Well, no, that's an old one. Don't pay attention to that. I was just kidding.
It lagged that person who said that he's using his dog's name for the
But I create letters and numbers that spell something in my head. And then what I do is I change the sentence only per site. And that's how I don't really remember the passwords.
Just stop. Don't tell the world.
Go ahead and try. Anyway, but I get what you're saying. I mean, it's daunting. I mean, everything has a password. Everything has a site. I'm reluctant to use the password protection software that puts all your passwords in a box. I'd rather keep it under my ink blotter on my desk, and it's safer there. What do you think? Well, no, it's true. Nobody's coming to my house, Therese. You know that. And if they do, they aren't leaving. So that's a different story. So, I mean, what do you think about that? What should we do to help people? Because come back this way a little bit off camera. Now go that way. Okay, good. I'm concerned about this problem, right? And I just got one the other day where somebody was pretending to be somebody else. It looked really good. That was a friend of mine. But I know my friend was not in Greece. He can't afford to go to Greece.
Yeah.
It was a dead giveaway, right?
Oh, my God.
But sure looked real, I got to say. But my grandmother probably would have said, oh, it must be real. Let's send that poor guy some money. So, I mean, how do we guard against this? I mean, it's almost impossible.
So in part of the accounts that we of the beta accounts that we used, we found suddenly in the sent items folder, we found a lot of mails going from this sender, from the account that was actually infected, was hijacked by the attacker. We found mails going to his contact or sometimes to other people, trying to lure them into other phishing attacks or to inheritance scam and things like that.
So the hacker was using that email himself, your email, unbeknown to you.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Exactly.
But they knew it because it was.
Well, they knew it. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That's kind of like the old Melissa virus used to take your emails and send them out and kind of stuff. Interesting.
Yeah.
So they take. Now, here's the question. If they're doing that, why don't they just take over your whole machine? Because they're in your machine, right?
Because they know that when they generate a new account, then they know that Google or other vendors will. Might notice that this is a new account and will suspect it and will look at what is the number of mails. So what they have actually, once they have our accounts which they hijacked, they have a lot of maybe 100 or 1,000 or more than that of accounts. And then for each one of them, they send only the mail to the phishing mail to 10 contacts. And then it is harder for the vendors, for mailbox vendors, to figure out that this is the large scale phishing attack.
Oh, they're very clever.
They looked at a lot of
Wow, very good.
What we also seen, we spread a lot of baits in the accounts. We put a mail that is called My Passwords. We put a mail that is called that the name hints on. Having a list of customers and things that look business data, and we've seen that many of these baits were opened by the attackers that came into the accounts.
Very interesting. Now, what does Imperva do as an application to stop that? How do you guys help companies prevent all that kind of stuff?
So in our application security products, what we're doing is whenever someone tries to when someone succeeds to get the passwords of a user in one of our customers, then our phishing solution follows this lead. He gets he identifies that someone had that there was a request coming to the site that looks like it was generated by a phishing attack, by users stepping on phishing trap, and then we detect it and monitor it. So this is one thing. The other thing, sometimes the attackers are using that. You know, they are getting you into a phishing trap, and then you follow the trap and you get infected, and you put your credentials. And then they may try to use the same credentials to enter your account in their organization. And from that point on, the attacker gets into the organization, into the enterprise network, and he can try from that point to go in and start looking for data and steal data from the organization.
As the victim,
this is
exactly
what they're doing.
Yeah. Personally. I mean, interesting. What keeps you up at night? What do you worry about?
Wow, so many things.
Yes. I had one guy last year that said he worries about nothing. So now we have the guy that worries about everything and the guy that worries about nothing.
The one that worries about his twice.
That's right. That's true.
I think what we're seeing in the last couple of years, there is a very good understanding of the industry that cyber threats are acute and important and needs to be to be addressed. What we're seeing in the last years that many organizations, large organizations, they deploy a lot of solutions from many vendors and making all these solutions talk with each other, coordinate with each other, and investing in the maintenance of this product. It is very chaotic. It is becoming very hard for the organization. They have the security technologies, they have security protection technologies, but it's very hard to maintain them. And also this is
a lot of resources, skilled resources.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Interesting. Itzhak Mantin, Imperva.com is the website. Thanks for coming on the show one more time.
Thank you very much.
And you're welcome anytime.
Great to be here, guys.
Fascinating approach. I love the paper.
Thank you.
Check it out on their website, which is published. And tune in for another show here in a few minutes on Security Guy TV at Black Hat 2017. Thanks.